This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, so we'll call the August 20th meeting of the Employee Assembly to order at 12:22. First, welcome back. Hopefully everybody had a restful summer. Hate to break it to you all. It's over on Friday. I think it's an exciting time once the campus sort of lights up again and everything gets going. So hopefully everybody got the projects done that they wanted to over the summer, got some time to get away or have some time planned soon. But welcome back. Excited to kick off the year for the EA. Are there any late additions to the agenda? I know that Bridget had mentioned one, which we have under business of the day. Is there anybody else who'd like to add anything to the agenda? All right, seeing none, we'll go into the approval of the minutes, and these are the minutes from our Wednesday, June 18th meeting. Any additions, subtractions? Would anyone like to move to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Bill seconds. Any opposition to moving to approve the minutes? All right, seeing none, those pass with unanimous consent. Thank you so much. We'll move into business of the day. I'm actually going to turn it over to Bridget first, now that she just took a huge bite, to talk about the clothing giveaway. The clothing giveaway is the event we partnered with last year, which took place in Day Hall, where professional clothing, folks could donate, and folks that had a need or wanted to have a need or just wanted to go see what it was about could go. And I'll let Bridget explain more.
We have been contacted by Amy Vondracek from the School of Continuing Ed in summer session. She's the coordinator for it. The event is going to be held October 21st from 11 to 2. On the calendar online, it says it's being held in Day Hall again, but Amy informed me that they are moving it to 700 Clark Hall instead. They're asking us to be a sponsor with them. Being a sponsor means that we have to do nothing. The only thing it does is put our name on the poster and that, in the hope that by bigger names of areas in the college, that they're hoping it will draw bigger attention and things like that to it. They will start taking donations the Thursday and Friday before the 21st. I don't know what that date is. I didn't have time to look. I apologize. And there will be various locator collection sites across campus for that. More information, I'm sure, will be coming out in the fall print and things like that probably regarding it. They do accept donations of gently used, good condition suits, dresses, skirts, dress coats, dress pants, dress shirts, tasteful accessories for business attire, dress shoes, dress socks, slips. They are not accepting jeans, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hosiery, undergarments, or anything that is outdated.
So I can't.
So they were wondering if the EA would be willing to sponsor the clothing giveaway.
Sort of open this up for discussion. I know that there was some discussion around it last year. Just wanted to make sure before we put our name on something again, we had the opportunity to discuss it as a group. So we'll open up the floor.
Cricket.
Yeah, sorry.
I got some feedback from folks that said that they really appreciated it, and I think a lot of the clothing was within the first hour.
Oh, wow. Was it a lot of clothing? I mean, is that why you think they're changing locations? They need more space?
I think so, because I know it's really, really crowded.
Okay.
My question is, Bridget, and I didn't know this, are they just focusing on female clothing, or are they also male clothing?
I'm assuming both. Amy didn't really say, but I would assume it would be both.
Okay.
I mean, the list that I was looking at was what I found published from last year of what they were looking for. I mean, dress coats, pants, and shirts could be both men and women, as well as shoes and that. So I would think both men and women.
Yes, I remember the logo or the picture. They did have a man in a suit and a woman with a
right
something else.
Mm-hmm. So any other thoughts? We good to go? Good to not go? Great. Is there a second to Curtis's motion? Okay. All those in favor of supporting this activity? Okay. All those opposed? All right. Seeing no opposed, that passes unanimously. Curtis, would you relay our willingness to support and just ask that they maybe copy the EA on any information? You know, now that we're officially going to be a sponsor, they can, you know, use my email or BJ's email or yours if you want to be the rep to that, whatever.
I can do that.
That'd be great. And I think it'd be interesting, too, when if we can put that on our calendars to maybe stop by, an opportunity to reach out, to get to, you know some people. So, Bridget, as we finalize details, if you could share that with the group, and then maybe we can just mark that down and I don't think we need all of us, but some of us willing to go, that would be great. All right. BJ, with a Cornell box overview and document usage.
Cool. So I think most of you have joined the box. I just want to go over a little bit of what they've been doing. Can everyone see this or is
there any little shade? Yeah, we need a change, yeah. Can't see much.
So the reason why we want to start using the box is really so we can better coordinate all the documents that we have. One of the things that we saw was we were looking for files, flyers, and correspondence. No one really knew where this was or who had the documents or what that was for. So my hope by using box is that we can have a central place for all the files that we use, the correspondence that we have, and anything new to donate, so we don't scale the way it's too much. People are asking about Google Drive and all these other things. The reason why I use Box is that it's a Cornell program. So in order to access it, you don't have to gain permission. I give you permission and you just sign into your NetID. Everyone here has a NetID. So to me, that was the simplest program for all of access. And it's secure in that sense as well. So again, the website, cornell.box.com, takes you to this. Start at Cornell University. Click on in. And you'll see this folder that you have. Here are the different folders that we've got. The agendas, also I'm putting all the agendas here as well, so in case you miss something, you'll see what it is. And the active things that I'd like to see start to use are committee documents. So as your committee starts to work, you can generate thoughts, process, put them all in the committee documents folder. The retreat notes are also in here. You were not able to send a retreat. Everything is right there for you to catch up on. And then this kind of parking lot is also one of the ideas too. It's the idea of parking lot. So lots of ideas came up from the retreat, and here are a few of the action items that we have. But as you start to come up with things that you like to work on, it's kicking around that maybe EA should start working on this. This kind of a good idea is just jot it down. I think a lot of these great ideas that we have are great until we forget about them as we go get lunch, and then we just kind of lose track. So for me, I think what I really want to focus on is, again, tracking and making sure we have a kind of calendar and a progress list of what we want the EA to do this year. You'll kind of see that I'll start sitting after every meeting, a list of to-dos, kind of action items that we have. I know some of you have already gotten those from me. The executive committee sees that for me as well, too. Everyone will start to get those as well as things come up in the meeting. But again, what ideas do you have in here? I think, if you look through this, you see someone updates it. The box is cool like that, where if someone downloads a file, adds a file, you should all receive notification of that. So if you see someone adds ideas to the parking lot, maybe check it out and see if that's something that we want to discuss. That's something that we can bring up with the rescue center as well, too. And the last thing I'd like to go over is... I guess it didn't upload here yet, but if there are things that you like to see on the agenda, we're going to try and get the yearly calendar for the agenda up as well, and hopefully you'll see that on here so you can kind of see what things are coming. You don't just see it the day or two before. Sometimes I'm terrible and I forget to send you things until that morning. You don't have to rely on that. You can see up here on the calendar kind of what we're plotting up for the year. So eventually you'll see where the president's address is, where their operating address is, that. Other things that start putting in the calendar, so you can start to plan ahead.
So that's going to be the calendar. I can't quite read it from here. There was one that I couldn't read and open as well before coming over.
The one
I'm guessing that one.
It was the mission vision, the one that you uploaded this morning. It was blank when you opened it.
Okay. So I will check on that. But that was going to be my last thing, is that if you see problems as we use it, let me know so we can start to address them. It's like, oh, this is frustrating. I don't like it. If you don't say anything, we can't fix it. So really please bring those things up so we can start to address them and become more effective. Yeah, that's great. Once I'll check out that. Have you all been able to at least log in and just take a look at it? Good. Awesome. Are there things that we like, don't like already?
Also, there's an app, a smartphone app. You can see it on your phone.
On the iPad, yeah.
Great. So again, I'm hoping... I'm hoping as you start to generate these things, really be proactive about just using the box itself. So don't just save things like your hard drive, save it right here. So really be proactive about doing that. This is only as good as the amount of time that we use it. So if you don't use it all and keep saving things to our computers, this is all useful. So again, please send everything away to the EA somewhere in this folder. So, Bridget?
So access to that is for current employee assembly members.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out, will we try to still also work on and improve information on the employee assembly page for people who are not members to know what we're working on? And
So I would say I'm going to... kind of answer that question two ways. So the first is that, yes, this is an internal thing just for employee assembly members. So kind of just to get our own ducks in a row and as we plan initiatives and things like that, this is just for us internally. So again, I don't think we have any super sensitive secret information right now that we can't release to the general public. But in case that does come up, just use it to secure it. Only permissions granted to any other EA members. The website, again, is more of our public thing. So that wouldn't be things like this. Like, we don't necessarily need every single staff member to see kind of what we're cooking up if it's not ready to go up yet.
It does answer that. But are we still, is our goal also to increase the information that employees can see on the assembly page?
I'm going to defer to your team on that one. Yeah.
This is a broad topic that hope you all got your invitation to the orientation. We are. Discovery phase of you doing the website. So the website as it stands now is what it is. The information that's there is very practical, very informational, very bullet driven, non-engaging. You know all of those things. But you don't have to be very perfunctory. It serves purpose to get us through until the new website is developed. When we're in the development stage and designing it, I will be coming to each of the assemblies for your input as to what points of engagement you want to be able to look like a set. There'll be some confines, but we really want it to reflect each of the assemblies as it can. But for right now, and for probably the next 6 to 8 months, the website as it is right now, we're not changing it. It is both the GPSA and the SA have created their own sort of landing pages, public landing pages using a WordPress site so that there's something a little bit more appealing to people that want information that drives them back to the assembly's website. But the Office of Assemblies right now is only supporting the infrastructure as it stands. Just because we're putting all of our resources, time, money, and effort into the building to do so. And the reason for that is, I think I know I've touched on before, but just to reiterate, the infrastructure that Ari built is not supportable by CIT. And he built it in a platform that is not familiar or supported, and it's in a physical space that is not supported either. So in order for CIT to take over that support, it needs to be completely moved and rebuilt.
Okay.
And so that's what we're doing right now.
And again, what's the time frame on that?
Six to 8 months is probably
helpful. Okay. It sounded like a lot.
But I will be updating you often.
things that I really like is this is awesome technology. I don't want to open up a Pandora's box at all, but this might be a question for Gina. Why do you choose to use the box instead of workstations?
Instead of what?
There you go.
The only thing I'm talking about is a big push that all organizations.
I would just say WorkSync to me seems more like an employee-driven site. At least in my experience with WorkSync, where this is more of a staff and a document sharing. We're not really managing a group with membership coming in and out on a frequent basis like the WorkSync site is, but we'll defer to Gina on that one as well.
They kind of do different things. The box really is just a portal of it's like a shared file drawer. I love the idea of that.
Probably just the first time.
Yeah.
For a second.
So after this installs, once you click on edit, it'll automatically open a file in whatever format there is. Like this is a Word document, so it'll automatically open it in Word. Once you're done with that, you just close the document, and automatically save it and re-upload the most updated file back onto the website. So again, you have to think about like going to the website, clicking upload, you know, that stuff. They're just saving a document, does it for you.
But also remember too that if you decide to delete something, you know what I mean? Just be cognizant of what you're clicking and doing, because there's also an opportunity to probably lose things on here.
Yep. So I'm going to add another document that is just kind of regular usage. But yeah, please try not to delete anything. Right now, Gina and I are the co-owners of it. So you all have editing privileges, which sadly also includes me. So please try to leave anything, and we'll just leave that there.
Can you format anything? Like, for example, we wanted, if something was done, could we strike it through or something instead of deleting it so we would have a record of what
so the... Let's go over
edited.
Track changes.
Yeah. Track changes.
Well, if it was in Word, it's... I mean... because like, it is opening it up in Word, right?
Yep. So it opens up in Word. So whatever you open up in Word, you can
track change.
My only goal was to not get people to.
You know.
I'm on the same page with you.
I think you're in the parking lot ideas thing, right?
What's that?
You're in the ideas parking lot.
Ideas parking lot.
We're just gonna try to edit, see if we can see.
I don't know if I can or not.
Cool. So I'll click save on that. He's already saving to the box as well. I'm gonna close that.
I should open it up. There you go. Yeah.
So right there, updated today. Just number of people that have previewed it. Minutes. And go open up and see the new version. I'll click yes. It's already there. So you can also add comments in there.
Bridget, you put it.
Which is also helpful. So again, sometimes it's supposed to anything. If you see something that you like, you know, add a comment.
So the first time we opened this, we had to download the software here.
You have to download any sort of software. I didn't. I have mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a problem. Some of the might have a problem.
But again, it's a Cornell supported system, so there shouldn't be an issue with it. So I get another reason why. Yeah, other questions at all?
So the calendar, the one I'd be interested if we could have that shared calendar, sort of calendar would be really nice. A box calendar?
I'll put it up there, I'll get back to my office, I'll check it up there, but there'll be a calendar.
Okay, that was the only thing that I looked at for it today, but I have been busy, so maybe mistake.
So I might have just actually put it in a different file.
Okay.
We'll see, but I'll get it right out into the agenda.
So big shout out to BJ for putting this together.
Good job.
I think this will be really great, and I think from a continuity standpoint, it'll be really helpful to transition EAs as you know we have member turnover and things like that. So really appreciative to BJ for his efforts in getting this up and running, and just echo the sentiment that we really need to be using it, myself included, everybody, you know, making this a part of our EA sort of routine.
Would you take me off that?
I mean, I don't get
reply all to everyone with your questions.
Can you, so when I go away in the book, then I see if we can update. Maybe I'm getting covered.
Can I ask a quick question? People are getting a whole bunch of emails called tests.
Yes, it was worth it. Yes.
I inquired about that. It happened, the guy sent out the message that he was trying to remove an associate in his office and to try to see if it was active, because he didn't think it was active.
You are doing
so that's what generated that text message. He knows absolutely nothing about that list. The person that sent the message out, he knows nothing about it. He has been in contact with IT, though, and IT has disabled it for the moment.
So if you reply all, it's usually a good way to get at the entire campus.
I know.
People are doing that.
Yes, people were doing that quite frequently. My inbox was exploding.
Bring it back.
Good.
Probably turn it.
Yeah. She give you this. So, BJ, I guess there's our. I got a report from the chair now. That's next on the agenda. So the president's address date will be October the 28th. So, Bill, I think we have Bailey on hold, maybe, or no? Okay.
No.
Then I, that was a mistake in information. Can we have Bailey on hold? Shall Bailey be available?
Or are we having it at Greg's
house? You know, you can all fit into my 1,100 square feet apartment. You're welcome to come.
We can have it at the Statler, Greg.
We could have it in the auditorium at the Statler.
No, it's 500.
Not going to happen.
Why?
Had lunchtime?
Probably.
Really? Curtis says no.
Well, no, I mean,
no, I'm just
kidding. I mean, Statler is being used a lot, probably.
Maybe they'll get the sports
field.
It's a weird spot, though.
But then we have one place to use the outside danger.
We'll figure that out.
Unlikely. Say that again. Okay. So, if you can start to brainstorm ideas for talking points, so one of the topics we sort of discussed with Mary last week was having it be sort of David's last lecture of sorts, you know, some sort of last bit of advice, his parting words, sort of a don't really feel a need to give the guy too many talking points at his last address to the staff. I think we should work with them in some way, but that was one of her suggestions. You know, we thought that. I don't know. And I think the one thing we maybe don't need to say is survey. I would suggest we maybe leave that out of the address because I think it gets to a point where you say, well, how long are we going to talk about something? Are there other things that we could maybe incorporate into that address? But I would like to get to provide him an opportunity to maybe address the staff in a way in which he would like to do so. But throwing that out there for some discussion.
And that's October, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said? Do we want to ask him to incorporate necessity?
Yeah. Something about, sure.
Do we want to give him like an award? Or something for service dedicated, whatever. We've done that in the past, right? Amy, we've given a class out to
more appreciation.
Yeah, like, service and
appreciation.
Leadership and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's an idea. Like,
yeah.
Every
meeting, they have
to take a or whatever.
That's a good idea.
It's normally a group, but
that's a great idea.
I agree. I think that would be a fantastic idea.
Yeah, so do I. To do the EA appreciation board?
Yeah. Great idea.
What?
Ignore what we just said. We'll strike that from the record. Thank you. There, we should be covered. Has anyone ever listened to this? Yeah, no, I know.
Say that.
Into it.
Just right into the subsequent head, so that will likely be a kind of thing.
Okay.
You said the time?
I thought it was 12:30 or something. 12:30, 1 o'clock? 12 to 1. Oh, sorry, I just heard 1. 12 to 1, it is. Sure. Does anybody have an objection to going off record? All right, seeing none. Oh, one.
So phone to head.
Okay.
You have hanging out the mentors in
it?
Biotech is where the staff development day
yeah.
was.
Just the other side of that hall.
It's noon to 1:30.
So that's the 25th, pardon me?
Yes, Monday.
That's the 25th.
Yes.
Is there any really lots of important updates for people that have already been there? I'm just saying, it's such a busy time of year for
yes.
You know, we looked at having it during the academic, you know, when we ended up starting, there's no great day, so yeah. It's
people can use them. We'll talk about Robert's rules, actually how to, you know, a little more on the process so that everybody's very familiar with it, feels empowered to participate. Sometimes people just aren't aware of what the process is, and it can be a little intimidating. Sometimes we don't know. And we want everybody to be okay. Right, yeah, you too. a little bit about the Office of Assembly. You're sort of restructuring things a little differently, not a whole lot, but a little differently. So we want to make sure that each assembly knows who the clerk is, and we're also going to have a clerk who will serve as a secretariat for all of the assemblies, working on all of the documents, making sure that things that are passed change, you know, whether it's code or whether it's your bylaws. A lot of those are just not seen, or they're out of alignment. It's informational. You probably just got the key points right now, but I would encourage you to come. There's a little more to it, and there's also an opportunity to engage holistically. That, again, is one of our efforts, trying to make sure that there's not really siloed assembly, that we work across assembly, and you should know who your partners and the campus partners are in some of the different assemblies. If you can come, that's great. I will send out the PowerPoint afterwards. There will be some links and different things, but it should be very interesting.
Question?
I just want to thank you for your hard work on that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you to Amy for her gentle mention.
All right. All right, well, in the interest of time, that was a much longer report, but we'll go on to old business. BJ has a retreat recap for the group.
So if you look again on the box, I was going to bring it up, but I'm going to force you all to use the box. Visit the retreat recap on there. The themes that we'd like to focus on, I think, are in there. So those are kind of, I think, it's a good guidepost for us and what we can do in this year. I really want to look for something that we can achieve in the year and then things that we want to set for the future. So please take a look at that. It's a summary of the retreat recap, or of the retreat itself. I'm also asking that I think three people responded to my email about please give us an evaluation of the retreat itself, just kind of what worked, what you'd like to improve, and what you'd like to keep for the future. If you haven't, send me those things. Otherwise, I'll keep pestering you now that it's a little bit farther away.
Can you send that?
I will send that again.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing that.
No worries. So you'll get that again. But again, feedback and evaluation is always good. So please do that as well.
And thank you for everybody who came and participated. We miss those of you who were unable to make it, but understand that things happen. I think overall it was a great experience for us as from the executive board's perspective. Got a lot of great information, spent a lot of time last week, 2 weeks ago, distilling through some of the information. So it was really helpful to sort of help set the tone and excited to start knocking some of those things off.
Are we going to be trying to work on the definition statement that kind of thing that usually?
Yes, that's actually on this one.
Next
thing. So we'll wrap up the retreat recap and move on to committee task force assignments. So Pilar.
So we had so one, if you look at the boxes, he nicely put up all the summaries of it, meeting and the standards, the outreach, everything, as you said, is how we're going to go for the mission statement. Then one way we thought we could address it was in theory set up it, I guess you could say task force or mini subcommittees within our own EA to try to address certain points. The ones that we were looking for that could maybe funnel it a little bit clearer. We could do a, you know, that representative assembly as far as are we being representative to the staff. Looking for a subcommittee to, you know, to put a resolution or submit a resolution by December that could guide that representation that we're perhaps not necessarily addressing. So I will email you all out to see who would step up to participate in these sort of subcommittees. One, as I say, would be that representation of the staff and are we getting there. Another one would be understanding then the constituency and the structure as far as who the staff are, where are they, maybe just nitpicking and allowing us to guide again with another mindset of submitting a resolution
and points by December. Another, a lot of the information that we took from that recap is going to go onto the communications committee, because that will be the how we're getting that point across, the mission statement, as it were. So those would be three main arms of the EA that we would like to be much more vocal and much more structured. So I'll send that out to everyone with, and then after you looked at the recap on the box with all the points that we took from our retreat, and then utilizing those for these three sort of subcommittees that we'll be working along to get our aims done. That sort of answer kind of needs a recap of the points of the
yep. So, retreat. Yeah, so if you could please look through those. The other thing, again, so I'm all about timelines and deadlines and just kind of giving us a little bit of a structure. So as Pilar mentioned, we like to have things by December. So as opposed to just saying, we should do this, our goal is to have some kind of a resolution or just at least findings by that time. So I hope that all of you participate in at least one of those three things, whether it be communications, understanding our structure, so basically who does the EA represent and how do we do that, and then how do we get into the workplace. So I ask that we all choose one of those things. I mean, judging from the retreat, we are pretty passionate about these three topics, so I'm hoping that this will then translate into actual work outside of this as well. So,
will we, if we already have some that are part of the communications committee, in a sense, shall we just leave that group there and look for those that are outside of the communications committee to funnel into the remaining two? Does that, I mean, obviously if you now have an interest in specifically in the communications group. But we do have that communications committee, so we really would be looking more at the other two, as far as the representation and then the actual understanding of the constituent base. So I'll email you all anyway with that as a recap, and then you all look at the recap from the EA, which we did a wonderful job of putting them all in bullets, spelling it out, making our voice a little bit more coherent.
Great. Any questions on that? Awesome. Upcoming guest speakers for the year, so just wanted to give you a little preview of what we've sort of been thinking. We'll be reaching out to Paul Streeter before the end of the week to see if in the next two meetings he can block out 30 minutes of that to talk about the new budget model. So that'll be coming, because I think understanding the budget model and how the big purse trickles down and everybody gets, you know, their fair share and all of those sorts of things, and sort of breaking, you know, sort of like the Mythbusters to the Cornell budget model, because I think we hear bits and pieces in our own area but maybe don't fully understand how it works. So I'm going to ask him to come. We've talked about inviting one to two deans this semester, and the HR director maybe from that college to come with the dean. And we've thrown out two, but I'm open to suggestions. We talked about the vet school dean. I know we have several members from the vet school or the vet college, and seems to be a lot of good positive things happening in the vet school. And then the dean from CALS is also as an invitation as well. So that, you know, our goal is to increase communication, serve as a resource. You know, reach out, let them know that we're here, that we're willing to partner with, you know, individual colleges and units in ways that we can, hear what's going on in their college as it relates to staff, how they have engaged, you know, how they've implemented survey feedback, how can we support them, how can we better reach their staff in their college, so framing it in some sort of way. We just wanted to get folks' thoughts or perspectives and see if that's a great direction or proceed with caution. And, of course, it'll be carefully crafted and highly vetted before we – I can see Gina's wheels spinning already. But it will – you know, of course, we'll approach it in a productive and positive way. But I think it's a great opportunity for us to bring some folks in and say, hey, listen, we're actually a legitimate body here, and we're part of the campus, and you are as well, and how are we going to work together to – impact the staff that you have.
I was
like one of the genes, or if we even add another gene, it could be something like that one. Because I think the SAG concern might be very different versus the current contract versus the endowed and so far as the first two contracts. So I think that would be nice.
Okay. It's a great idea. Good idea. Yeah. Love camp. Any other thoughts on that?
Will we planning on also inviting, I know we talked at the retreat about also maybe doing like the finance?
That's Pulse Reader.
Well, no, I mean of each college. I thought we had talked about doing like the dean, the HR, and
the DDD.
Yeah.
So I can, when we were kind of coming up with the list from the meeting, it was a lot. There were a lot of names on there. So
right.
we targeted the first two that Greg just talked about now. Those were like the everyone want to talk to this person. So we're trying to schedule around that and then filling in the rest as people are available. So that might be something that we can see what their availability might be.
My own thought on the Cal side is that the associate dean of finance has a lot to do with a lot of changes in
Cal. Okay, well, that's a great suggestion.
Well, I mean, that's why we said to
bring in
the HR.
That's just something that I perceive from being an employee within Cal.
Yeah.
I could be mistaken,
but... Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's why we bring it here. You know, if there's... We can say, you know, we'd like to invite you and your HR, and if you'd like to bring your
finance,
you know, or... And that someone else from your office or those that help support the staff in some way, we're happy to have them, but really we want to make sure you're here.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay. Then if you get other ideas, and we'll go from the list again, but I just wanted to sort of give you a preview of sort of the direction we are thinking because, you know, I know the UA is going to be discussing things with the university planner, trying to figure out how the EA can be a part of that or co-collaborate with the UA on that, so more to come. But I want to also make sure we go ahead.
I have a question. When we have a guest speaker come, do we submit questions to them in advance so they know what we want to hear, or how does that work?
That would be a great practice, which I would love to get us in the habit of. We've been able to do that a little bit in the past, but I think it's good sometimes to not blindside folks because they can give a more real, honest answer and something they've given some thought to. So. We'll sort of facilitate that in a reach out or post something on the box where you can post your questions by a certain date and then we'll send it over to the guest speaker. I do want to turn it back over to BJ for a mission statement update.
Just in the interest of time, so the mission statements, thank you again for those of you that contributed to that. They're on the box, so please take a look at that. Again, we're looking for mission and vision statements that are says what we do and then how we do it. So the three versions that we have are right on there. I'm hoping that as we figure out, like, you know, who our constituency is through the course of the semester, we can have a better idea of what our mission and vision statements are going to be. But the three that I received now are pretty good. I think now it's just a matter of wordsmithing and just making them clean so it's more elevator style. But again, take a look at those in the box. They're uploaded there.
So those are the ones that we couldn't open.
That we cannot see.
So that's
yeah,
the
we
one.
Can't
that's
see
the
that.
One. Like I tried both of them.
Calendar.
I tried
what we see. It's a blank.
Right. I tried both of them several times.
Use your imagination.
Words off and
that's what I
missed.
The first time I used the box, I'm like, I'm doing
this. That's what I was going to do, Leslie.
Well,
all right, so I'll update
too,
that.
But by the time it's like a day or half a day, because that happened when I first started, then I went back later on and it was fine. So I thought it was just a delayed.
Should be pretty quick. I'll take a look at that this afternoon. So you will get that from me.
The last thing I have to add, is there anyone who would like to run point on some of the logistical items for the president's address to staff? Somebody who would like to maybe facilitate the catering or the...
Right.
Got a couple other tasks to do this year in the new role. So just... Putting it out there to everybody to see if they'd like to. Amy, of course, as always, is a huge support in that process, and I can share things from next year, but just really need someone to run point. It's likely that I won't be there that day. So We were trying to get the date changed, but it didn't work. Pardon? So you're welcome to volunteer at will. Just throwing it out there. What did you say, BJ?
Voluntariat.
I'm not going to use it here yet because we haven't reached that point, but I was signed on an exec that in my Spanish class, the teacher would always ask for voluntarios, and when there were no voluntarios, then it became, well, where are the victimas? So, haven't had to use that here yet, but we could move to that if I needed to.
Just really need maybe one or two people who say, hey, I'm willing to help do something extra above and beyond what we normally would do. It's really like 2 hours of work. Maybe.
So what's involved?
All right, we got Linda. No dragging. It's just literally reaching out to Harry at dining, getting something set up, being a point of contact that day, and then maybe one other person to sort of be a contact for logistical things and, you know, sort of keep everybody moving, get everybody the information that they need to be at the right spot at the right time. So. Yeah, Michelle usually picks up the apples.
Yeah, Michelle's apple girl.
So we now have a victima, which is Michelle for the apples. You did it last year. Okay, so Joe.
Michelle and Joe, yeah.
Michelle and Joe, great, perfect. I think we have enough. was that you last year? Was it Michelle the year before?
Did she do it in front or no?
Your truck? Oh, nice. Oh, good.
Apples and bananas.
What? Bananas? Cornell bananas? All right, well, does anybody have anything else to add?
Anyone have an umbrella?
Quick announcement, that's all.
Okay, so BJ's got one more quick announcement.
So if any of you have heard of the Bear Walk, it's kind of modeled after Penn. Exactly, so that's good. Penn State has a walk. It's kind of a way to increase town-gown relations. So the Bear Walk is Cornell's version of that. Students are going to be going out with teams of Cornell administrators, city officials as well, just kind of knock on doors in College Town, just kind of increase some faces that are related, as opposed to just having your anonymous hated student neighbors or your anonymous cranky old lady neighbors. We're going to put faces to them, so hopefully we can just build better communities in College Town. Just sample one of the bags and help you out with training. So if any of you are so interested or know students that are interested in just kind of doing those kinds of things. What's that? Perfect. So it's the 28th. Of October, sorry. Okay. Or August, coming right around the corner. Sorry. Starting at 5 with the gathering, and then the students will actually be out with the teams from 6 to 8. So if any of you are in the College Town area as well, just let folks know that. But again, I think it'll be a great event. I'm all about putting people face-to-face with each other. So.
I have a bear costume.
Okay. Probably don't want you to wear a bear costume to scare the neighbors. But
yeah. What you do is what you do.
Yep, bear walk. Oh, yeah, so Amy just asked if there was a website, and it's bearwalk.cornell.edu. Very simple.
Can I bring that up?
Yeah.
In the interest of structure and fun and bringing the parliamentarian back, at the next EA meeting, I'll have pronounced with like some really basic Robert's Rule stuff, and hopefully we can be on board. And just, I want to give the warning that I'm going to try to be assertive about that. So if I cut you off and ask you to like wait, or we have to do a speakers list or something, I think it'll help. I think it's going to be good fun. But you have like 2 weeks to get yourself mentally ready for. Why is he cutting me off? If you don't know me, come meet me because I'm awesome. And I'll help you out.
All right. Anybody have anything else they'd like to add?
Yeah, I was going to say any umbrellas.
I don't know how I forget.
Oh, Victima? All right, move to adjourn.
I got one person right. In the North Campus.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.